And I remember when he got written into the family sketches as, you know, Eunice and Mama, and he got written in as Ed's little ne'er-do-well trouble-making partner at the hardware store, Mickey Hart. And Carol took us all aside, and she said, okay, if Tim is going to be in these sketches now, I want us all to be very disciplined because you know how strongly I feel about these characters, and I really do not want to break the fourth wall, and this is really important. Let's have a lot of discipline. And, of course, you know, who had less discipline than anybody but Carol? And, yeah, Tim just wreaked havoc.
It sounds like it. The bloopers, the outtakes of him with the elephant and the monkey doing the merengue still today.
Yes, well, that was the night we got such a lecture. Let's please keep it together.
One of my all-time favorite outtakes, no doubt about it. Was it true that Carol was actually supposed to be Mama?
She was.
Well, why?
She was.
What happened?
She just didn't, she liked the part of Eunice for herself better. That spoke to her, the part of Eunice. And the writers had, you know, lovingly written this beautiful homage to their dysfunctional upbringings, both of them, you know.
Yeah.
And they wrote Mama for Carol, and she said, I really want to play Eunice. And they were very upset. And then when she said, I think I would like Vicky to play Mama, they were doubly upset. And then when we got into rehearsal, she said, you guys, I think we have got to do this Southern, which, you know, it was not written Southern. And they were so upset when they saw it the first time they walked out, said, you've ruined our sketch. And they only intended it as a one-time sketch, so it shows you what they knew.
And it became...
Because they, I mean, it ended up, I think, arguably her favorite characters on the show. I mean, they couldn't write those sketches fast enough, and it would take them, you know, 3 weeks to bang one of those out. It was a male and a female writing partner, and that was back in the day when it was typewriters.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd go by their office, and you'd hear the typewriters going for a couple of days, and then you'd hear her doing all the female parts, him doing all the male parts. You'd hear him screaming and yelling for a day or two, and then you'd hear the typewriters again, and this would go on for like 3 weeks before they could turn one of those things out. They're beautifully written.
Yeah, very, very funny. And then, of course, you got your own program, and I read somewhere that it was kind of tough for you to go to the Mama's Family program because you were looking around for Harvey Korman a lot. You really kind of leaned on him on the Carol Burnett Show.
Well, there were a lot of reasons I wasn't sure about Mama. First of all, hard for a young woman to dress up and play an old woman every week.
Right.
Secondly, the first thing I said was, where are you going to be, Carol? And where are you going to be, Harvey? And, you know, Carol said, you don't need us. You will come and visit. We'll come and play a little bit, but you don't really need us. And so, it was scary to go out on my own. And we did a couple of the shows, and it all of a sudden didn't feel right to do that character the way she'd been done on the Burnett Show. The sketches on the Burnett Show were really all about Eunice and how pitiful her life was. And Mama was really not very nice at all. And so when we got to sitcom, I shut everything down after 2 weeks. I said, you got to bring Harvey in for me because he was such a mentor. And I said, what is wrong? And he said, well, she's got to be a sitcom star now. She can't be this mean old lady that we all come home from work and pop a beer and sit down and watch screaming and yelling at everybody for a half hour every week. He said, you got to make her silly now. So we literally retooled the whole show, and I think he was sort of responsible for turning her loose. You know, setting her free.
I mean, is there anything you haven't done in show business? You had a number one song. You had a talk show that ran in the early 90s. Of course, you're
that
on.
I loved. That I just did it for the wrong company.
Well, it was a great, great show. You hosted, was it Win, Lose, or Draw? I'm trying to remember.
It was.
Okay.
It was.
So you've been a game show host as well.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously you were on one of the all-time greatest sketch programs of all time, the Carol Burnett Show. What else can you possibly do in your career?
I don't know. But, you know, for somebody who thought they were going to be cleaning teeth, it's certainly been a lot of fun. And who knows what will happen next.
There you go. All right. Visiting with Vicki Lawrence this morning. She is going to be in our neck of the woods, Prairie Meadows, July the 9th, bringing her Vicki Lawrence and Mama two-woman show. Vicki, thank you so much.
Thank you.